Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Drifts of snow, once a seasonal visitor to the north alone, now creep across latitudes never before kissed by frost. The world awakes to white winters in lands where the sun reigns supreme, and the chilly whispers of the dawn feel like echoes from a crystal ball, foretelling our future. What winter's whisper of the world to come delves into this chilling phenomenon, noticing the silvery breath of change in the air, but not the change once hoped for. In the heart of what should be a blooming desert, white sheets unfold, turning the sands to an expanse not unlike the Arctic tundra. While the sight may bewitch, the spell it casts is one of foreboding. This enchanting invasion heralds the turbulent shape of things to come. As erratic as a dream, winters tell tales of climate vagaries we've stitched ourselves in a patchwork of denial and deferment. Anomalies once identified as global warming now shift the discourse towards a cousin term, climate chaos. This chaos, woven into the tapestry of our ecology, has summoned forth a pandemonium of weather. Snow in the tropics, once mere fodder for speculative fiction, it's today's surreal headline. The cold has become a wanderer, loosed from the predictable paths of the past, flitting wherever the disrupted current may carry it. Plant life, now bound by incongruous cycles, struggles to adapt. The once predictable ebb and flow of seasons have morphed into a dissonant rhythm that wildlife must dance to or perish. Interviews with biologists expose whispers of this warring struggle in the underbrush, as species battle against the elements, each flake of snow an adversary that wasn't accounted for. And within human settlements, the scarcity of resources once attributed to broiling heat now also comes from the cold that creeps into ill-equipped homes. It's not just flora and fauna facing the whispers of change. Humans too hearken to the unforgiving rhythm. The murmurs of winter's past spoke of comfort by the hearth. Today they talk of isolation, as energy grids fail and snow-blocked roads cut off already distant communities. Social structures, much like ice over a once rushing river, freeze, becoming brittle and unyielding in the face of adversity. Economies tremble at the mercurial mercy of weather, and the fabric of society, so carefully knit over generations, threatens to unravel. Even as we detect the susurrations of winter, articulating the awe-striking power of nature's upheaval, we must recognize the underlying dissonance. Our youth, envisaging futures overcast by unpredictable skies, inherit not just our assets, but our liabilities. Harsh winters, once thought to be a reprieve from searing summers, arrive with an invoice, the price of our inaction towards climate mitigation, a cost too steep for generations to shoulder. Amidst the icy communion of man and nature, where every breath forms a visible testament to chilled air, connection to our environment has never been more visceral. Yet, the paradox of increased awareness alongside impotence writ large becomes the defining sentiment. Winter's whispers serve as a grim lullaby, a reminder that the world we inhabit is systemically drifting toward relentless extremities, a testament to the consequences of our own deeds. As the article culminates, it refrains from the oft-repeated call to arms. The dystopian stage has been set too deeply. Nonetheless, the narrative serves as a stark, portentous whisper, ensuring that the reader is left with an indelible mark of winter's lament. A world where the erratic becomes ordinary. Communication with nature speaks of severance, and our role in its course is unmistakably etched into the frost.